Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines today asks the question, can high solar masts curb Nelson Mandela Bay vandalism? Electricity cable theft and of recent lampposts themselves costing an absolute fortune. Joining us to discuss this today, we have the MMC for Electricity and Energy, Councillor Lance Grootboom from Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality. Councillor, good morning. What is going on with our electricity cable theft?
Good morning, Darren, and thanks for having me. Listen, yeah, it is not a good situation. You know what? We have so much. We are basically plagued with vandalism across the city, where people are stealing our copper cables, you know.
Mm.
And I must say, the municipality is struggling in terms of keeping up to mitigate against it. And we are coming up with numerous plans to address it, you know. But it's a challenging situation.
What sort of plans, Councillor?
The plans from my side in electricity and energy, when I came there, I decided that we should use rather aluminium than copper, because aluminium is cheaper, and aluminium, the market is lesser because the copper market is 10 times more than the aluminium market. And we said on our high voltage cables, what we will do is we will put in aluminium, and then on our low voltage we might make use of copper, but we are trying to replace all of that. But the problem is the vandals doesn't know that it's aluminium. So when they steal the stuff and they realize after they've opened up the cable, it is now aluminium and it's not copper, obviously it's too late. And obviously the selling value of it, it's not a lot. So that was one of the initiatives we started, and we're still running with it. Then the second one is obviously what I've done is I look at our budget. I look at how much we spend in the last couple of months, just to get an understanding of how much are we paying to replace faulty streetlights, etc. in the city.
How much are we paying?
We spend a lot, but just look at the stretch of Stanford Road, for example. You know, at Stanford Road, we have already in the past 2 years replaced that light 4 times at an estimated value of more than $3 million.
Wow.
You know, so that's not good. And the problem is, if I look at my budget that was just over $15 million to replace streetlights, we're already halfway there, and the financial year has just started on the 1st of July. You see, so if it's depleted, we're going to sit with the problem.
Councillor, but this has been an ongoing problem, and vandals are now even cutting down poles to steal the cables inside. Can we not get, previously I recall initiatives where we were going to target scrap dealers and metal dealers and the like to prosecute them if they were buying these stolen cables. What's happened with that?
Listen, we are going to do that. In my directorate, the Electricity Energy Directorate, we have engaged the South African Police Services. And I think this is what I got from our meeting yesterday, that SAPS is not under the... is not aware that it's a crisis for the city, for the municipality. Because the municipality, what happens is, when there's copper theft and the police caught somebody, and our employees must go out to identify whether that cable is ours, our guys don't go. You see, so the problem is to the police, this is not a crisis to us. So when I had a meeting with them yesterday, I told them the value of what we've lost in the last 6 months, telling them that this is a crisis to us. That's why we started now, 2 weeks ago, the Anti-Vandalism Steering Committee, which was relaunched because it's something we started with our previous coalition, and then the coalition that took over of the ANC did not implement it, and we now brought it back again. So it's now running again. So what we are doing now, we are monitoring scrapyards. In fact, we're going to give an instruction out, because sepsis, we can do that, to scrapyards, that none of them are allowed to buy any copper.
Councillor, now, the proposal, if I understand correctly, you said, is to start with these high-mast solar lights on the centre island, Stanford Road, between Cleary Park and Windvogel, did you say?
That's correct, yeah.
And when is this going to roll out? Has it been approved by council yet? When do you anticipate this being up and running?
Number one, we don't need approval of council. That's number one. It's already approved by the committee. doesn't need the approval of council. We're doing it using existing budget. It was already passed by council on the beginning of the year, in July. We have the same contractor. The contractor that supply us with the normal lighting will be supplying us with the solar lighting. So we're not going to, like I said, need approval from council. We not even need approval from our mayoral committee. I got approval from the committee. It's an internal pilot that we are running, and it's within the existing budget. So, yeah. So it's going to start. What we are doing is, because our budget has been depleted a little bit, you know, because it's going to cost us almost about just under 3 million to install 7 of those mast lights, which is almost at the cost of almost half a million one, because of the expensive steel that is used and the, for that mast light. We will be permanently moving some money around where we don't need it, basically. Money that we see is poorly spent.
We'll start looking out for the high mast towers as of next year. The member of the mayoral committee, Nelson Mandela Bay, for electricity and energy, Councillor Lance Grootboom, have a good day. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, sir. See you then.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.